excited.
Yeah, 'cause they made a big first down. Oh, honey, what's it gonna take to make you notice me?
Oh, sweetheart, I can't see from here 'cause you're blocking my TV.
You better play me or trade me, but I won't play second string.
Oh, honey, please be patient and let me watch my game.
You gotta play me or trade me.
Oh, wait, they're gonna score.
Who cares? There won't be no instant replay, 'cause I'm walking out the door. Bye-bye.
Shucks.
You showed us how to live, and then you died, and it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw, like how you love religion and how you love your ma, and Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. You're acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. Oh, you let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. But thanks to RCA, we still get pieces of the pie you multiplied. It must have done your dad some good, 'cause he seemed to egg you on till you tantalized some glory until all of you was gone. And adoration was a burden and the public was a rage. You must have died one tortured soul for having so much faith. Well, Elvis, what happened. What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. But I'll still visit Graceland whenever I'm in town. And through the gate and up the walk. And lay my flowers down among the thousand million garlands that are laying on the ground. And wish that you could be here with us to see what we're going through. When we read that Goldman book and we think we misread you. And then you died like Lenny Bruce after he'd given up his chase. Only wish you were around to see the look on all the faces. When they say, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight.
Thank you.
It might sound silly for me to think childish thoughts like these, but I'm so tired of acting tough and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest, 'cause if I'm the man that you love the most, you can say I do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel you're by, they're glad to see you later. All I got inside is vacancy, and it's a 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella, grab hold of me, 'cause I'm your baby fella. All they got inside is vacancy.
The White Stripes wrapping up that lengthy set of music from White Blood Cells, which came out 18 years ago, believe it or not, with the Hotel Yorba. Bear Jr., speaking of 18 years ago, add another 10 on that. 28 years ago. Is that true? No, it is actually 28 years ago. Bobby Bear Jr. put out his debut album, Butte. I played Nothing Better to Do. I have to thank an old friend, Erica, who lived in Nashville back in those days, who just randomly sent me that CD and said, "Hey, Moxter, I think you might like this." And boy, was she right. Mr. Bonus, which was Peter Hossapple of the DBs, from Luxury Condos Coming to Your Neighborhood Soon from 1985, doing Elvis, What Happened. Yes, Elvis had a birthday yesterday, if you were, or maybe is, out there living at 91 years old. Band of Horses from Asheville, North Carolina, with Is There a Ghost? Mel and Nancy, Mel Tillis and Nancy Sinatra, from a 1981 album called Mel and Nancy, with a Play Me or Trade Me. Just bought that album for a few bucks at a store. I don't know where. I just bought it out there and thought I'd play it for you. This is Gear Daddy. Speaking of buying things, Gear Daddy's from the Can't Have Nothing Nice album from 1992, doing their version of My Maria. Going out to Maria, who originally hailed from Connecticut, because I had a Connecticut mock tonight. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and I always appreciate when you listen. It's Fridays from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of whatever you're doing. You're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way tonight. And if you want to get a song on the radio, if you've got a request, well, give me a call tonight at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. And you want to keep that number because I'm going to be giving away passes tonight, both in the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hours, to see the two-day-only screening of the new Megadeth documentary. And during that screening, you're going to get to hear your entire new album that's yet to be released on the screen. Pretty cool. New Megadeth movie, courtesy of WRCT. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by our friends at Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or give them a call at 412-904-3225. Row House Cinema, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. Record shopping during the work week to get some new tunes to play on the radio for you, and I came across a huge stack of Neil Young records. Someone had sold their collection, and they were a serious collector. Found a 12-inch promotional single of the next song I'm about to do, and it takes me back to 1986. Neil Young was coming off of a country album, Old Ways, was returning to rock and roll, and was being sued by his record label for not sounding enough like Neil Young. So he came out with an album called Landing on Water, and I remember I ran to the record store the first day it came out and bought it on a cassette. Well, going back to 1986 from that album, this is Weight of the World, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
I'm stayed a while. Took my Gia and brought it home like a playing child. Running wild with a blue jay call.
This is brand new Pittsburgh rock and roll from the band Arrow, spelled E-R-R-O, from their album Shadowland. This is The Watcher. music here in the Berg from the band Arrow. What do you think? We debuted their last album. This is their sophomore effort. The album's called Shadowland. Band is Arrow. E-R-R-O. I like that tune a lot. The Watcher is the name of that track. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You know, 86 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that prediabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. You can visit doihaveprediabetes.org. That's easy to remember, right? And take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Find out. Get healthy. So we kicked off the show tonight going back to 1986 with Neil Young and a 12-inch promo that I just uncovered. Weight of the World, followed by the latest from 38 Special, their opening single, first song they had released in over 20 years, All I Haven't Said. Live America with Old Man Took, and then you heard the latest from Arrow. So keep it right here. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to be giving away my first pair of tickets to go see the Megadeth new documentary, which includes a listening to their entire new album that's yet to be released. 412-268-9728 is the number. Get those cell phones ready because I'm going to be doing that real soon. Right now, let's go back to the early 90s. Joe Lynn Turner released a cover album entitled Undercover, covering the Ides of March. This is Vehicle. Keep it right here on 88.3 FM.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man. I'd like to take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. WeServe.org.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran is interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
guys. Time to give away a pair of tickets, 412-268-WRCT, to see Megadeth Behind the Mask. Dave Mustaine's pulling back the curtain on 40 years of Megadeth, sharing untold stories of the band's incredible past and the creative fire that drives the band and interwoven throughout. You're going to get to experience the world premiere of Megadeth's new self-titled album in full. 2 days showing only here in Pittsburgh, January 22nd and 24th. Want a pair of tickets to see this in the local movie theater? Well, give me a call right now. Caller number 5 at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT.